If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Help is on the way. The poor victims of the Southern California fire need all the help they can get. And Jamie Lee Curtis is among the people trying to do their part.
First to step up, a $1 million donation from her and her husband, actor Christopher Guest. They say that, you know, it's their city, it's their state, it's the people, their neighbors, the people they love, and they're happy to help. Also, the Recording Academy, the organization that puts on the Grammy Awards, they have pledged $1 million for musicians who are affected by this. You know, people who have lost their homes, lost everything, they will get a piece of that $1 million. Also, you know, people, they did this during COVID also, people who were suddenly out of work. You know, nobody's hiring musicians right now. So they're coming to the rescue of people who are out of work right now. And as we mentioned yesterday, you can make an instant $10 donation if you text the words Red Cross, no space in between, Red Cross. You text that message to 90999. It goes right to the Red Cross in that area.
Yeah, our company Nexstar are working with the Red Cross to direct donations to the appropriate relief funds for those impacted by the fires. Of course, Nexstar has a television station, KTLA, in Los Angeles. Legal news this morning. What's this lawsuit all about that Alec Baldwin is filing?
Well, you know, he's been cleared by everybody now, all the lawsuits against Alec Baldwin. So, excuse me, he has been, now that he's cleared, he is filing a malicious prosecution lawsuit against the people who were trying to prosecute him, because over and over again it was found that there was not any evidence to support any of these lawsuits. So now he is saying that the prosecutors were blinded by their desires to convict him for all of the wrong reasons. So they say that the prosecutors intentionally concealed evidence in this case. So they are going back after all the prosecutors with a retaliatory civil lawsuit and say that they look forward to their day in court. So this tragedy is going to just linger on a little bit longer, I guess.
So, yeah, it's a good day to think about summer, and this is going to be a big show coming to Tinley Park, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about anything that is remotely related to warm weather right now, because you know, this cold weather is going crazy. Chris Stapleton has just announced what he is calling his All-American Roadshow Tour. It will kick off June the 4th and wind its way over to Tinley Park at the Credit Union One Amphitheater there June 27th. And let me see if it shows when tickets are going on sale. It is not. I would be willing. Oh, here it is right here. Tickets go on sale Friday, January 17th. So 1 week from today, 10 a.m. Tickets are going to go on sale for Chris Stapleton at Tinley Park.
This is an interesting story because a lot of people think Neil Sedaka is not with us anymore, but apparently he's still active, isn't he?
82 years old now, good old Neil Sedaka, and actually still performs every once in a while. But like so many people now, he's gone to Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and does performances. I think he does those things called cameos, where you can go on and actually hire him to do a personal message for you. A lot of people do those kinds of things. I think I seem to remember him being one of those people. But anyway, this just the other day, this past Tuesday, he went on and shared a TikTok video of himself singing a duet of his song, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, with his 19-year-old grandson, Mike Sadaka. Take a little listen to these guys.
Cute,
right? Just sitting on the old piano bench with Grandpa, singing his songs. You know, this was the first record that I ever bought.
Really? Yeah, 40. People remember their first 45 or their first album.
Yeah, this was my 45. I think I paid a dollar for it, probably less than that, at Woolworth's, and got myself a silver dollar survey also.
Of course.
It was the first time I was treated to a silver dollar survey. What was your first record?
I don't remember the single, but I remember the album. It was the Kingston Trio, The New Frontier.
Oh. Mm-hmm. My brother, I have three older brothers. My oldest brother is a huge Kingston Trio fan. So we had all the Kingston Trio albums, riding on the MTA and Tom Dooley and all those great songs that anybody under 60 years old is going, what?
$3.98 in stereo.
That's a good bargain right there.
And Dean has some weekend things to do suggestions.
Yeah, if you want to get out there, despite the cold, despite the snow that we're going to have, we've got a Tony Award-winning musical comedy that is just now opening in the Chicago area that's called Shucked. It's over at the CIBC Theater for a couple of weeks. The Auditorium Theater, their annual production of the jazz gospel Messiah, Too Hot to Handle, is tomorrow and also on Sunday. And they're doing another one of these showing a great movie on a big screen with a live orchestra playing the score. The CSO will do the score for the film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon at Symphony Center. That's going to be through tomorrow. Comedy, let's see. We've got Chicago native Andrew Santino at Chicago Theater tomorrow night. Damon Williams is at the Comedy Bar on Saturday. The Daily Show's Josh Johnson Sunday at the Riv in Uptown. And Michael Shannon, who is an Academy Award-nominated actor, has been doing these concerts where he and the musicians recreate REM albums. And he's going to be doing that again at the Metro tomorrow night. The Sons of the Silent Age is the name of the band. It's a big benefit show tomorrow night at the Metro. We've got gospel artist Anita Wilson at the City Winery on Sunday. And let me see here. Bob, I know you're a big fan of bull riding. words that have never been said in one sentence before.
Have they reopened, what was that bar in Lincoln, the rodeo?
Oh, remember that with the urban cowboy thing that they used to have? Now, these are actual bucking broncos, apparently. The Pro Bull Riders Tour is at the Allstate Arena this weekend in Rosemont. Actually, there's quite a bit going on in Rosemont this weekend because the annual Chicago Boat Show has moved to the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center there, and that's going to be going on there through Sunday. So we also have a bunch of new movies that are opening today, in addition to all of the Oscar movies that are out there right now. Amelia Perez, a Bob Dylan movie, A Complete Unknown, Wicked, among others. Some other new ones. Add this to the list of movies that will certainly be up for Best Picture this year. The Brutalist. It won 3 Golden Globes the other day, including Best Picture Drama. This is the movie. Before I even tell you what it's about, let me tell you, it's 3 hours and 35 minutes long. Hmm. It actually has a 15-minute built-in intermission.
Thank goodness.
So they know that it's a super long movie, and they want to give you a chance to stretch your legs a little bit. A very straightforward kind of storytelling about a respected Hungarian architect post Holocaust. He escapes the Nazi death camps and comes to America, where he joins his furniture maker cousin, and he does any kind of job to get by until He is one day noticed by a millionaire who changes his life. So this is a story, much like others we have had about the immigrant experience and assimilation into America as an immigrant, but sort of with a distorted twist to the whole thing. This is told as a result of the greed of the powerful millionaire and how that affects his life. Adrian Brody is the architect who is spectacular in this movie. Guy Pearce is the millionaire, also spectacular in this movie. I gave it a Dean's List A, but it's a straightforward drama, very interesting story, really well made, beautiful filmmaking. Again, 3 hours and 35 minutes. Are you ready to, you know, sit through something like that with an intermission? It's rated R. The other movie that's out this weekend that I gave a Dean's List A, it's called Nickel Boys. This is actually the true story of the Nickel Academy, which was a famous 1960s Florida reform school, infamous for its mistreatment of African-American kids who went to this school. The story itself focuses on the friendship and bond between two of those students. And it's kind of a beautiful story about their tenacity of survival against all odds, against their friendship, their brotherhood. That one is also, as I say, Dean's List A. A bunch of movies that came out this week that I did not get a chance to screen. We have Gerard Butler and O'Shea Jackson's Den of Thieves, Pantera, sequel to their 2018 Den of Thieves. That one is rated R. Pamela Anderson is getting rave reviews, and also Jamie Lee Curtis, by the way. She co-stars in The Last Showgirl, about a Las Vegas showgirl whose show closes after a 30-year run. A little bit of a mortality check. And you want one that is a complete original. There's a movie that's called Better Man. It is a legit biopic of the English singer-songwriter Robbie Williams, except that Robbie Williams in this movie is portrayed as a performing chimpanzee.
Why?
Why not?
All right.
All I could think of was, hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around in this movie. I didn't see it, so I don't really know. But
okay.
There you go. If you're interested in that, get some bananas at the concession stand and go and enjoy the movie.
Finally, happy birthday today. Rod Stewart is 80.
Wow.
Yeah.
About that.
Better to be 80 years young than 40 years old, I say.
I think so, too.
Enjoy the weekend. Thank you, Dean.
See you, Bob.